Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So, Denise, lots to unpack in the numbers, but first off, let's talk about the two most dramatic findings. The percentage of students in Duval County middle and high schools who report being bullied and who report considering or even trying suicide, both up dramatically.
Yeah, they are. And it's not really a surprise. To start with the bullying, the reported bullying, I'm actually kind of pleased because we know that most incidents of bullying goes unreported. And we know that the first step in children getting help for the bully and the victim and getting some relief from it is to report it, is to talk about it. So I feel like Duval County Public Schools has done a good job in opening up the hotline, which is anonymous, so that students can, you know, call and report bullying. We're doing a lot of bullying prevention programs throughout the schools. The schools have opened their doors to us to let us come in and help children to understand how to talk about it and who to talk to. So I think that those lines of communication are starting to open up. I don't necessarily think that there's more incidents of bullying.
It's just that we're now more aware of it.
We're now more aware of it. So I think it's showing that we're doing a good job of getting kids to talk about it and to not be afraid to speak out.
That's right. Superintendent Nicolai Vitti has put in place stricter reporting methods, easier ways for students to speak up. 42% of middle school students and about 20% of high school students report they've been bullied. That's probably low.
It is low. It's always going to be a little
bit
low.
Not everyone who has a bad experience tells their teacher or the principal.
Exactly. Or is going to report it in a survey. We go out to the schools and we'll ask kids, how many of you have ever seen bullying happening? And every student raises their hand all the time. So we know it's out there. It's just students don't report it. And so we're trying to encourage students to report the bullying incidents that are taking place.
We're talking this morning about what your kids are going through in middle and high school on the First Coast as the city's new Youth Risk Behavior Survey is released here in our WJCT studios. From bullying to teen suicide, whether children are drinking, smoking, having sex too soon, we want your calls, 549-2937. And of course, bullying is one factor that often leads kids to consider suicide.
So that's the number that concerns me the most, especially the number of middle school students that reported thinking seriously about suicide. Those numbers went up from 20% to 24.3%. Out of every four students, then one has thought seriously about attempting suicide. And those numbers are really scary. And I think that they're the result of a lot of factors in our community.
Like what?
Well, for example, we have a high military population. And we know, the studies have shown, that children of military are at a very high risk of thinking about and attempting suicide. We know that with cyberbullying and with the social media rampant, our youth are facing pressures, and it's not just pressures that they've always faced. It's that it's round the clock, and the anxiety that some of our youth feel by not knowing when all of a sudden a message or a photo, or they don't even know, could come out at any moment and be dispersed throughout the world, really, in their eyes especially.
It's absolutely terrifying, and it's beyond a child's mental and psychological development to handle.
Exactly. So when we look at the development of youth versus the development of social media, I mean, social media is light years ahead, and our youth just aren't prepared.
Adults can't handle that type of thing, let alone a child. Yeah.
Right.
Sure.
So they just don't have the social skills and the development to handle some of the pressures that they're facing.
And we're talking about the pressures on your kids this morning. If you're the parents of a middle or high schooler, we want your calls. We want calls from teachers, too, as we discuss the results of Duval County's new Youth Risk Behavior Survey. Good and bad news in the new report. Reports of bullying and teen suicide up. Other risky behaviors for kids are down. We'll go to your calls in just a moment. The number to join the show is 549-2937. Give us a call. Denise Marzullo, CEO of Mental Health America of Northeast Florida, here with us. There is some good news in this report, too. Let's talk about that.
So there is some good news. So we know that some of the fighting, the alcohol use, tobacco use, even reported children having sex has gone down. And so I definitely think that our youth are starting to kind of come around and get some of the awareness about some of the effects of drug and alcohol abuse. And I think a lot of the awareness campaigns about, you know, pregnancy prevention and that kind of thing have definitely created this really great increase. So it shows that we're getting there. We're definitely getting there. We're making some progress.
Now, as this survey is released about our kids, Denise, at the same time this is happening here in this building, JCCI, they are headquartered in our building now. They've been focused very heavily on the mental health issues affecting this community as a whole. Mm-hmm. How do you see the needs and challenges facing our youth factoring into how Jacksonville is trying to get a better understanding of what amounts to a mental health crisis in our area in many ways, in terms of lack of awareness and funding and treatment and prevention and support?
So the JCCI inquiry has been phenomenal for our community. They've had 8 meetings. I've been to every single one of them. They've been well attended, over 100 people at each meeting, really tackling some of the tough issues related to mental health. We know that as a state, we're the second to lowest funded state. As a community, we're the lowest funded community. So the funding is not there, which is resulting in a lot of system breakdown. And so when it comes to our children, we know that people are stepping up to the plate, though. We've got the Jacksonville System of Care Initiative, which is really transforming how children's mental health services are delivered. They've also been leading the School Health and Mental Health Planning Committee, which we have been really analyzing some best practices throughout the country to see how we can better serve our youth, right? We know they spend a majority of their time in schools. So making sure that their health and mental health needs are being addressed as best as possible.
And calls flowing in from moms and dads here on the First Coast. What are your questions and concerns about what your kids are going through in middle and high school? Dramatic new numbers are out this morning from the city's new Youth Risk Behavior Survey, letting us parents know what our kids are dealing with, whether it comes to bullying, contemplating teen suicide, pressure to have sex or take drugs or smoke or drink. What are your thoughts? 549-2937. Let's begin with Penny in Jacksonville. Hello, Penny. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so kindly for taking my phone call.
Sure.
I just wanted to make a couple of comments. First, I have a teenager in high school, and what we have to understand with high schoolers is that school and friends, that's their world. Everything revolves around that. So what their peers think about them is very, very important. So one thing that I emphasize to my daughter is that high school only lasts a moment. This is a very, very small part of your life, so don't put so much into it. And the second thing, she's experienced bullying, and I've explained it to my daughter that there's something wrong with you. There's something going on with the person who's bullying you, so don't feel animosity against them. You know, once you report it and you talk to her about your teacher, just know that it's not you. It's the person who's actually doing the bullying. Mm-hmm. And that has really helped her a lot to understand that, you know. And just first and foremost, just having conversations with our kids and knowing what's going on with them in school.
Yeah, Penny, I think that's so important to keep the conversation going with your children. Thank you for the call, Penny. Denise, it can be tough with teens. They might not always want to open up, but it's so important, isn't it?
Sounds like Penny is our ideal parent. So she has already had these conversations with her daughter. She's already explaining to her, you know, and she gets it. She gets that for high school kids especially, what peers think of them is their whole world, yeah. And it really matters to them. She also explained to her daughter that if somebody is bullying her, there's something going on with the bully. And what never ceases to amaze me is I go out to kindergarten classes and I say, if bullying is such a bad thing and it's so mean, why do you think people do it? And they always give the right answers, that there's something going on with the bully. There's something going on with them. They need some help for why they feel the need to be so mean. So it really doesn't have anything to do with the victim. If that victim were to change schools or move, they would find another victim. So it's something going on with the bully, not the victim.
549-2937. Paula is on the road and on the line. Hello, Paula. Thanks for your call. Good morning.
Hi, Melissa. Thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to make a comment and then have a question. First of all, your guest's contention that the reason the bullying rates had declined was perhaps because of an increase in reporting. It seems to me much more likely that indeed the increased bullying rates are indeed correlated with the increased suicide, you know, ideation, the thoughts, and that indeed we are seeing more bullying and we are seeing more suicide, suicidal thoughts. To me, that seems like a much more likely conclusion. And then my question was, she had mentioned that indeed there were studies that seemed to show that children of military personnel indeed had a higher suicide rate, or at least a higher suicidal ideation rate. Have they been able to drill down into the data that they've received here in Duval County to look at certain segments of the high school and middle school population? Military children, girls, LGBT kids, anything like that. And what about those groups? Are there certain groups that seem to show more problems with bullying and suicide?
Thank you for that. And Paula, I do believe that is in the report. We haven't had a chance to drill down to that level yet. However, that's a great question. Denise?
Yes, the Youth Risk Behavior Survey report is drilled down into the health zones. So you'll be able to see, based off of zip codes, the numbers and gender and age. So it is drilled down to that level. Now, as far as children in military, it doesn't separate it that way. We know that the numbers I was talking about were national statistics. And it's a majority of youth who... parents have multiple deployments they're now starting to see are the ones at most risk. And I will say, I agree with you. I think that the number of incidents of bullying being increased, including and in line with the increased suicide rate, is definitely correlated. I think that you're absolutely correct. I think that bullying is going up as suicide rates are going up. And I think it's a factor of the cyberbullying aspect, which we've never really had before up until recently. So I think you're absolutely correct. Thank you.
And she also mentioned increased pressures on LGBT kids.
Thank you. Absolutely. So we know LGBT kids are definitely at a high risk of being bullied, mainly because they're very isolated oftentimes. If they don't have their own kind of group of friends that can stick up for them, a lot of LGBT youth are very isolated. And so groups like Jasmine really do an amazing job of providing a sense of community for the LGBT community.
Yeah, and Jasmine, just celebrating its 20th anniversary. Lots of calls as we discuss the city's new youth risk behavior survey, the pressures on our kids. What are your questions and comments? Here's a comment from Pepper Lindsay on our First Coast Connect Facebook page, a friend of the show. With a daughter entering middle school next year, this is very interesting, albeit scary information. It is terrifying for us parents when we think about our kids dealing with all of this. But we want to share your concerns on the radio this morning so you feel more empowered as a parent. 549-2937. Let's go to Willie on the South Side. Hi, Willie. How are you?
I'm good. How are you all?
We're doing fine, thanks.
I wanted to comment. I have two teenagers, one in middle school and the other one in high school. And one of the things, one of the problems that we ran into with bullying, because there's a three-step method I educated my children with. One, first report it. Two, if nothing is done, you report it first, report it to the teacher. If nothing's done, you report it to the principal. If nothing is done, you bring it to me. Then the parent get involved. What I've noticed, most parents don't even know, so they don't get involved. And I think parents should teach their kids and back them up. Because what I did is I went down, and I not only talked to the principal, I talked with the police officers. But one thing I learned, the police officers explained to me that their hands are tied. They really can't do anything. So we have got to give more authority to both the principal and the police officer. And the other thing, the parents needs to get together, because one of the problems, a lot of times the child that's bullying, their parent doesn't know that they're doing these things.
Yeah, sure.
So it needs to be brought out more openly. And that's the biggest problem. It's something that's hidden. You know, my kids at the time that I was telling them, I was, well, we're going to be snitched. I said, yeah, it's better to be a snitch than be abused and maybe hurt.
Thanks, Willie. Yeah, thank you. Thank you for that. He's so right. And that's Willie on the South Side. Denise.
Willie is correct. We definitely need to empower our principals. And I'll tell you, the school resource officers are now getting more and more education about bullying and the role that they have. And in fact, they do have the authority to handle any kind of assault or battery that takes place on school grounds. And I agree with you, Willie. We need to make sure that the parents of the bully are aware of their child's behavior, because like we said earlier, there's something going on with the bully. And so if we don't let the parents know that there's something going on with their child, that child's not likely to get the help that they need. So
Skip in St. Augustine with us. Hello, Skip. How are things down your way?
Hello?
Hi, Skip.
Oh, hi. Thanks for bringing this subject up. This is a great topic for our community to look at. I have a question for your guest, and it's kind of a twofold question. First, is she comfortable with the methodology that was used or methodologies that were used in the study? And two, could she give us some absolute numbers about the number of teen suicides or youth suicides we had in the previous year?
Sure. Thanks. Thank you, Skip. Sure. Thanks for that, Skip, down in St. Augustine.
So I'm very comfortable with the methodology of this report. I will tell you that it is actually facilitated by the CDC, and they get with the Department of Health and Duval County Public Schools, and all three organizations partner to conduct this study. I think it was about over 8,000 of our students, middle and high school, that were surveyed. And so it is definitely an evidence-based research being conducted here in our community, and it's actually conducted throughout the country. I will tell you that we did challenge the study about 2 years ago.
Oh, really?
When the results came out about 2 years ago, they showed that the Hispanic, in particular, suicide rates were really high. And so we really did challenge the methodology of the study. And we were shown that, in fact, it is accurate. And so the other study that I would direct Skip to is the JCCI Quality of Life Report. Now, that will give you the specific numbers in per 100,000 residents of who actually attempted suicide or how many suicide completions in a given time period. So it's jcci.org where you would find the Quality of Life Report. And I believe they just released the 2013 report, so you would be able to get the actual numbers. This report, the Youth Risk Behavior Survey, doesn't give exact numbers of the number of students who completed suicide. This is a survey where students report whether they've thought about it, made a plan, or attempted, and it's a small sample size. So if you want actual data, I would go to the JCCI Quality of Life Report.
Yeah, but in the meantime, here is a snapshot. This new survey shows that last year, 17% of our high school students say they seriously considered taking their own lives. That's up from about 15% the year before. Nearly 20% of students in our schools are contemplating suicide. 549-2937 as we go to Scott in Jacksonville. Hello, Scott. How are you?
Good. How are you? This is a great topic. I wanted to comment about the guy that called in, not Skip, but the guy before who talked about you may not even know that your child's a bully. And we ran across that with my daughter in middle school. Her and a couple friends were bullying this child, and until the school actually called us in, we had no idea that was going on.
Right.
And my daughter's she's a great kid, and you know she's in college now, and that was the only time anything like that happened. But middle school is cruel, and if you don't think that your child, if there's no way your child could be involved, you need to look into it more.
Absolutely. And Scott, how did you and your family handle it?
Well, we just told her how wrong it was to do that, and how would she feel if they were making fun of this girl and writing notes and stuff. And one, we never raised her that way. We never bullied anybody, and we were really, really surprised when we found that out. I think a lot of it was middle school is very cruel, and it's a lot of peer pressure, and so I think a couple kids get together, they do that mob mentality stuff, and I guess they thought they were empowered by doing this to somebody else, but we told her how wrong it was, and she realized it, and they quit doing it, and she's never done anything like that again. Now, I have two sons that are younger, and they both, you know, have learned from that as well. They are in the band in a high school, and of course, you know, way back when, band kids were always the geeks and were always picked
sure,
on.
Yeah.
And they see that a lot as well, and so we're very aware of it. But I think parents, when their kids get into middle school, they really need to pay a little bit more attention because things really change from elementary to middle school.
They sure do. It's so dramatic, too. And, Scott, thank you.
It is huge. Yeah. Thanks for the topic.
Thank you. Thank you, Scott in Jacksonville, for sharing your story, your family's story. It's a common one. Denise, your final thoughts.
So, Scott, thank you for sharing. You know, your response is exactly what we hope parents, when they find out that their child is bullied, has. And so we do want to teach some empathy to our youth. Sometimes they don't really understand and know that their actions are significantly affecting others. And we just don't know what other kids are going on and having to deal with at home. And so my final thoughts are just that the Duval County Public Schools has released a bullying hotline, 390-2255. And so you can be anonymous, report bullying. We also know that 15 minutes of undivided time each day between a parent and a child will significantly reduce the chances of a child being the victim or being a bully. So keep those lines of communication. Ask your child about their friends, about their day. Try to have that conversation with them. It takes 15 minutes to get anywhere in Jacksonville, so that's perfect amount of time to have that conversation.
And in the car is good. I've learned this myself. When you're driving along in the car, kids are more likely to share.
They are because you're kind of focused on the road, so they cannot have to make eye contact.
That's right.
And so turn off the radio and just have those conversations with your child.
Denise, thanks so much.
Thank you.